Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
That's right.
I'll open Pandora's box for you.
Pandora's box for you.
We're gonna own the night.
Sometimes I own the night, but most of the time I just pass out early. Listen, at least she picked gold, because, like, gold's number one. Could have been silver or bronze, and that would have been mad off. You know what I mean? Mad awkward. Yep. You guys, this is a moment in time that I'm pretty sure most people never thought would happen.
I never thought it would happen.
If you know what I mean. Yes, I didn't think it would happen.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, because right now I have here someone who is the queen of crop tops. She can twerk like nobody's business. I know, because she tried to teach me and it didn't work because my body doesn't move that way. She loves a good cry. I mean, don't we all?
That's why I have so much Botox.
She's a magnet for odd injuries, and she just wants everybody to get along, you know?
Yeah.
It's Sheena Shea.
Hey.
Holy hell.
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along? I mean, I feel like that's like my 2016 mantra now.
Right?
You know?
We've grown up. We've matured.
Totally.
We just want our friends to get along now. That's why we didn't fight at the reunion.
Yeah. Well, girl, hey, anybody listening, well, you guys listening, we're gonna get into that, why we didn't fight at the reunion. Mm-hmm. Or any conspiracy theories. You guys all know that I love a good conspiracy theory, and there's one going on about the reunion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
It is.
You know what I mean? I feel like we have a lot of explaining to do.
Definitely.
I tweeted that you were coming on the podcast, and I got a shit ton of questions.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them. So
yeah, well, a lot of people are being like, can you unblock me?
And I'm like, what did you say that made me block you?
Well, now I'm curious. Like, yeah. What did they say?
I want to, like, have them screenshot the tweet and send it to me and be like, can you unblock me for saying this?
Yes. Okay, so you guys, if you messaged me or emailed me about Sheena unblocking you, then what you need to do, I'm going to shout out two people, Mary Payne and Alex Hurst. Sorry to call you out. But if you messaged me, because there was way more people that's asked me
that's
to do
so
this.
So funny.
What you're going to have to do is screenshot what you messaged Sheena that might have pissed her off, tweet it to me so that I can retweet it and show her, and then she can decide whether she wants to give you a second chance.
Some people have sent me explanations. I've had emails come through and they're like, I'm so sorry I said this about you, but I feel differently now. Will you unblock me? And I'm like, well, clearly whatever you said was that bad that made me block you, or you said something that bad about my husband.
Oh, so how do you know you just weren't on your period?
That could have been the case. So
exactly.
Screenshot, send it to me, and then we'll see.
Yes. You can't send it to Sheena because you're blocked.
So
send it to me and I'll retweet it and show her, and then we'll like basically like have like a whole like court judicial thing.
Yes.
And we'll like weigh the pros and cons, decide like, you know, who we're in favor of.
Definitely.
I'll be the judge, basically.
Okay.
Judge,
I think that's a good idea.
Schroeder.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't forget, you guys.
Definitely.
So yeah, we've had a really nice day. We just went to lunch at Ciccone's. Mm-hmm. And saw Jonah Hill, and he's like totes skinnier than he normally
is.
And
he has like a broken arm.
Really?
His arm is in a sling. How did you not notice that?
Because like I only like to like half look. Like I don't want to be one
was,
of those
like,
people
checking
like
me and my mom out when we walked by.
No, so fair. Why didn't he check me out?
I don't know.
I'm offended.
And then I looked back and I was like, what happened to your arm?
You said that?
No, I just, I thought it in my head.
Wait, who was he with? Wasn't he with a girl?
Yeah, he was with his two girlfriend? Girls, I think.
Ooh, what a pimp.
Tag team. Back again.
That Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Just getting
shit. Maybe
he's
working on like 23 Jump Street or something.
I hope so, because I love those movies.
I'm obsessed.
Mainly because of Channing Tatum.
Well, yeah.
But we don't even need to go there.
No.
It's a thing.
Yep.
Did you see Magic Mike XXL?
I haven't.
Okay. I watched. You were on the same plane. No, maybe it was a different flight I took.
Oh, is that when I was in coach and you were in comfort?
Coach and comfort.
Like in a bag by myself, enjoying my window seat, but.
Yeah. Well. Coach. I don't actually think it was that time now that I'm thinking about it, but it was recently, but I feel like you were on the trip. Maybe I was wrong, but I watched XXL. It's really not that good, but they're just so attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I asked Shay if he wanted to go see it with me and he laughed. I was like, maybe that's the thing I do with my girlfriends.
Yeah. Imagine, I really don't see.
I said it half joking, but I was like, but do you want to? And
yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Channing Tatum is the best.
Yeah.
But speaking of like plane rides, mm-hmm. Remember that fight we all got in with like Katie and stuff last week?
Oh, yeah.
So I've decided since Patrick's not coming probably to your thing and okay. We all got in a fight about it, mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to buy a first class ticket to make myself feel better.
Seriously?
I don't know.
Is that why you haven't booked your flight
yet? I haven't decided yet. So listeners, Khaleesi's, we're all having an appearance in Connecticut for Sheena's birthday.
Yeah.
Where is it again?
At the Foxwoods Resort Casino.
Foxwoods?
Yeah.
Foxwoods Resort and Casino, May
7th.
Is the that's when the appearance night
we'll
is.
We'll be there the 6th and 7th, but I think the 7th on my actual birthday is the main day.
Okay. So, yes. So then go yeah. there if you're on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But it's me, Kristen, Katie, all their husbands, fiancés, or boyfriends, and Rachel's gonna come. I guess then Rachel can just be my partner.
Yeah.
Patrick, actually, we like talked about it last night, mm-hmm. and it was just, he'd have to take off Thursday and Sunday, and then that's so much traveling. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
So that just means I'll just get to party harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But last week when we were in San Diego, I love saying shit like this. It just makes me laugh. When Katie and I went to Justin Biebs, which you were supposed to go to.
Yeah, but then she didn't want to get me back in time to do E! News and was like, no. So I was like, well, then I can't go.
Listen, it took us 6.5 hours to get home. So I don't think I'll ever go to San Diego and leave, like, unless it's in the middle of the night ever again.
Bad idea.
But when we got home from not just the concert, but, like, going out, like, going to a bar.
Of course.
Obvi. Sure. We got texts. Because Sheena mass texted all of us being like, Kristen, Rachel, and I got our plane tickets.
I love hearing like them.
Because there wasn't even a smiley face after it.
No, it was. And I'm going to bed right now. I know you guys are going to be pissed if we don't tell you until tomorrow. So I'm letting you know. We booked our flights. Here's the flight number. I'm fucking going to bed.
No, you don't even understand, you guys. It was drums. Because the way that Sheena texts is normally like emoji, 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 and let me send a bitmoji after, and maybe even a kimoji that I like copied from somebody else's because you didn't buy them, right?
What
did? Oh yeah, you did.
I bought the kimoji.
Oh yeah, you were the one that. Yeah, you were
them.
The one that showed me the video once.
Yes.
Okay, so she's like really good about like nice texting.
Yeah,
she, you know, so like if there's not an emoji or even like a colon with like a parenthesis okay, smiley face, it looks bitchy because it's like, why didn't she all of a sudden use an emoji?
I'm not going to say which scene it was, but I had just watched a scene for a new episode of Vanderpump Rules. I was pissed off. I was in a bad mood. I had to be up early. You guys went to Justin Bieber without me. I was kind of annoyed. And I was just like, I'm letting you know we booked our flights. Here's the info. And then I went to bed. And then I wake up to 31 text messages in a group chat of anger. And I was like, shit. Oh. I was just trying to give you the information. I wasn't like, oh my God, you guys have been so much fun without me and seeing Justin Bieber. Let me just tell you that we booked our flights. I hope you can get on the same flight. No, I was just like, here you go. Here's the info.
Okay, I'm laughing like a little Keebler elf right now because it was just, it turned into like World War 17.
Oh my God, it was so bad. Like, where were the cameras?
It was, seriously. I'm like, this is why we have a fucking show. So yeah. Me and Cater are back at the hotel room and we were both like, we got it at the same time. We finally like picked up our phones at the same
time.
4 hours
later.
And I'm like, what? And she's like, what?
And were you drunk?
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. And I'm like, she didn't put it, we're like, she didn't put an emoji. Like, I think she's trying to be mean. Like, is she being mean? There's no fucking emoji. And Sheena normally is like all about nice texts. So it was literally just Kristen, Rachel, and I bought our tickets.
Also,
here's the flight that we're on.
I assumed you guys would respond before 4 hours and been like, wait, really? And I would have been like, oh my God, yeah. You know, we were just looking at flights. They were getting expensive. We had to each book 3 to 4 tickets each. So I assumed when you responded, that's when you would get all of the emojis and the kimojis and all of that. But you didn't respond until 3:04 a.m.
Listen, we were hammered.
I was sleeping.
We were hammered. But Katie has like twitchy thumbs when she drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like...
It's like articulate drunk.
It is.
Texting.
It is. Like, she's so good at this. She's like so articulate about it. That is exactly. That's the best word to describe it, because she's just like it. You don't think she's drunk because she knows even it's like perfect grammar, too.
Yeah.
She should write a novel. I'm telling you, like, or should, you know, something. Mm-hmm. And so she was just on a roll. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm mad, too. I don't know if I want to go there yet. Like, because I don't know how I'm going to feel.
You definitely weren't as mad until like 15 minutes later, because I looked at like the timestamp and you're like, wait, actually that was rude.
Yeah.
You weren't even pissed. I'm like, she convinced you to be pissed.
At first I wasn't. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a second. Now I'm going to say, you know what? That actually was rude. You got, yeah. Yeah. So that's how it happened. And it lasted all night long.
And then Kristen offered to book your flights and you guys were like, no, we can book our own flights. And
well, no, because Kristen then called me. Okay. So it's like 3 a.m. and she calls me and she's like, seriously, you guys, like, can you just like stop texting? Like, people are trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, Kristen, you make no sense, because literally you guys text at 2 and 3 and 4 a.m. on this group text that we have every single night, and it's never been a problem.
Right.
Put it on do not disturb or silent.
Like, that's what I do.
And she just didn't understand that. She was just like, no, you know what? Rachel has a job. Her boyfriend has a job, like a real job. Like, you know, they need to be awake 4 a.m. I'm like, Kristen, you're not making any sense. Put it on do not disturb. I'm pretty sure Rachel doesn't have her phone on the loudest thing possible.
Neither did I. I got them all at like 8 a.m. I was like, whoa, I have some damage control to do. That is not how I meant it.
Exactly.
But then it was just impossible to come back from. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry.
I know.
And there was just no coming back from it. I was like, I give up.
We felt left out, you know?
So did we.
You're just like, those
bitches. We were all supposed to go to Justin Bieber together and you guys went without us.
That's not fair. I didn't plan
it's
this.
It's not our fault we had E! News.
Oh, no. It's not our fault we had to go do E! News and not you guys. Good point. Mm-hmm. Good, solid point.
Yeah.
We eventually got over the fight. Well, I mean, I got whatever. But
you were like over it when it started, but then I'm just like, kind of kept going.
It just kept going. And then I was like, well, you know what? Before like Katie got over it, we were just like, let's just like get first class seats. And I'll be like, yeah. No, it was probably my idea. I said that. And I was like, so we can just be like, you fucking commoners get in the back.
We're
and then I was like, wait.
In comfort.
Get in the middle.
A warm meal.
Like, and get in the middle. And then I was like, actually, by that time, I don't think we'll be fighting. So then that won't make sense anymore. So that's just going to be like a bad job out of everybody.
So why haven't you booked your flight?
Well, I didn't know if Patrick was going to go. But okay. I don't know. I might. If I have to sit by myself, I might just do it, because I'll be the only one.
We made sure that there were so many seats on the flights we chose, because we're like, okay, they're not going to book them right now. They're probably still at the concert. So we'll send them a little text, give them the flight numbers, same as we did for Utah for Katie's birthday. She's like, hey, I booked my flight. Here it is.
Totes.
And I was like, hey, we booked our flight. Here it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't put emojis and kimojis and bitmojis.
Listen, you know what, Sheena? I make compromises for you.
Yeah.
Anytime you text me, even if it's just a hey, which you don't do, but meaning if it was, I would still respond as soon as I could. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to need to do for me is always send an emoji, preferably a preferably a kimoji.
Okay, got it.
But I will settle. I'd even settle, I'm telling you, for like the colon with the parentheses smiley face. I'd settle for that.
Deal.
You know?
Yeah.
Friendships and relationships, even family relationships, they're all about compromise. And if I'm going to do it, you need to do it.
Okay, deal.
Side note.
Kimojis coming your way.
Yes. They better be the offensive ones.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know? My favorite is like the 2 trash bags.
Or this one with like the fingers over the mouth and the tongue sticking out.
Should we get Amber Rose's emojis?
Ooh, she has emojis?
You didn't hear this?
I did not know this.
And there's like so many more. But they're very similar to Kim's. Oh. But there's like so many more of them. It's like endless emojis. Like, I think we should like make Vanderpump Rules emojis.
Ooh.
Like, what would they be?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's start. Okay.
Jax as Pinocchio with like a long nose, you know?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Yes. That's a good one.
Definitely.
What would Katie's be? Tequila. Yeah. Katie with like a thing with tequila.
Yes, definitely.
Kristen's would be
a cigarette.
Totally. Sorry. Yeah, if it would.
Mine would have like the biggest eyelashes and probably like a microphone.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good. You thought of yours like, yeah. Okay. You're right. Eyelashes. I would pick that for you too. Tom Sandoval would be
anything emo, like the long. Yeah, it would be like that emo, like hair to the side. 15 years ago.
Yeah, totally. Mine would be the best. Mine would be a blonde chick with a knife in her hand.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a dagger.
You need a dagger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You need a dagger.
Yeah.
Shut that shit down.
Or a dildo like wrapped in acid.
Yeah, but then people might like confuse that with like the whole sex tape thing.
Well, you can have two.
And I'd prefer to only have one.
Yeah.
If I have to pick between those
dagger's
two.
Better.
Yeah. So let's just go with the dagger.
Okay.
Lisa. Well, I mean, it goes without saying.
But she would have to have like a dog.
Yeah, a dog and a purse and like, yeah it would just, that's
diamonds
easy.
And rosé. She could have a whole thing.
Did I? Schwartz?
He would just need to like have his head down in shame for like never speaking up. Just the shaking my head emoji.
You're
as
right.
Schwartz.
Yeah, you're right. Are we missing anybody right now?
Anyone important?
Ariana
just have resting bitch face.
Yeah,
definitely.
Resting bitch face, 100%. James.
Well, he'd have like headphones around him.
No, I wouldn't even give that to him.
But like a stupid expression on his
face. No, this is what it would be. It would be Kanye West's face, but white skin. That's what I would do.
Or the bottle of like Fireball dripping down his
face
and with like a wah.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. All right. So if there are any people that up in like, what's it called? Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
That want to give us our own set of emojis.
Yeah.
I'll take like just like a penny on the dollar. You know what I mean? Like I'll take a penny from every dollar.
We're not even going to give Lala like a pasty emoji because that's just giving
Oh my God, I forgot about her.
Too much.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. When you said James, I was like, wait, who else is there?
Okay.
I was like,
fine, a pasty, I guess. Yeah. That's fine. So yeah, I feel like we just like need to have emojis and I'll use them when I'm sitting in first class by myself and you guys are in comfort. I don't know.
Comfort's not bad.
No, I love comfort.
I love comfort.
I'm just saying because I'm going to be alone and I have nobody to sit by, maybe I should just, because it's a paid appearance. We're getting paid. So it's like, maybe since you guys all have people to sit by. So maybe I should just do this for myself because I'm going to be like bored by myself.
We do have to switch planes in Minnesota, just so you know.
Well, yeah, but then it would be like, well, when you buy like a first class ticket all around, they like take that into consideration, right?
I think it's separate for each flight because comfort was separate for each flight.
So you had to pay extra
for each
one?
Yeah, it was like $59 one way and then like $30 another way or something.
I have to figure this out.
Yeah.
Well, I need to buy my ticket like now before.
You needed to buy it like last week.
Yeah. So I should probably do that when this podcast is over because that would suck if then I just like didn't make it on the same flight.
Or it's going to be like $1,200 to fly to Connecticut first class.
Yeah. True. All right. So I don't think it's really a secret that I'm a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of us are.
I don't really feel like you are.
I mean, ever since like school, I've always waited till the last minute because if I have the pressure on me, then I'll get shit done. I'm not like a super big plan aheader, but when the price is going up, and I'm flying out my trainer with us because I'm doing
Are you serious right
not
now?
Not to work out.
That is
not
literally
to work out.
The bougiest thing I've ever heard.
No,
are you flying him comfort?
Not to work out. I did upgrade him to comfort because
she's flying her trainer out because she's Jessica Simpson.
Because I have a booty call waiting for him in Connecticut. Yeah. Wait. I'm doing a little match.
Do I know the person that you're
Devin.
Matching? Oh, shout out to Devin. I really like him.
I know.
You know what? Normally when someone brings somebody like, so when we were in New York, whenever I like talk like she doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking to you. You listening right now in your car or cleaning your house or just drinking. mindlessly, I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. When we were in New York, the girls trip for Watch Happens Live and all of that, Sheena brought along her gay guy friend, Devin, and but it was like the whole time. But normally when someone brings a friend around the whole time, that's like annoying. It's like,
well, that's why I asked before. I'm like, is it okay if my friend comes to dinner?
No, I said normally.
Yeah.
Normally. And like, because you know, you want to like, we all want to be together.
Of course.
But everyone really likes him. Like, yeah. He was just like one of us.
He just fits in.
Like, you're really lucky that that worked out.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like anybody else that you would, not just you, any of us would bring around like for the whole trip. It's like,
it would be annoying.
Yeah. No, he's really cool. I like him. We Snapchat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cool. So I'm down with this, like, this matchmaking sitch that
you
have.
So he's been flirting with my trainer, like, via Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And I was like, you know what?
Like DMing?
Yeah. And my trainer, he goes above and beyond for me, gets me in on his off days and everything. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, how about I just book you a trip, hotel, food, drinks, airfare, all included. Like, I just want you to come with me.
You're paying for everything?
And have a cute boy who's going to be there waiting for you. I don't pay him to train me. So in all fairness, this is...
You're getting free training?
Yeah.
How?
Because I shout him out on social media and he's...
Yeah, but like anyone, he would never make a living if just everybody shouted him out on social media.
No, I'm the only one he trains for no cost.
Because you were like the original, the OG.
He has so many clients who pay him so much money. He is not affordable for most people.
Yeah.
But he's so amazing. And he agreed to train me for free just so we can do like a little trade out, social media, this and that. And I'm like, you know what? Like, he does so much above and beyond for me. I'm like, I want to pay you because you go above and beyond. So I'm like, let me fly you out on a trip. Like, let me do this
for
you. That's
so generous of you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see this all unfold. Like, what if it like crashes and burns?
Shit. Well, they're sharing a room. So that's awkward.
No way. Are you serious right now? They're sharing a room and they've never met.
They both agreed.
Have they ever FaceTimed?
I said it jokingly. I was like, Sheena. Okay, so there's only one room.
Okay,
are you guys okay sharing?
Should
and
I
they
go,
both said yes.
Where's the dude from To Catch a Predator just in case we need somebody to come and, like, I don't know, mediate a situation?
I have an extra room on hold in case it doesn't work out, but I just wanted to say that to them to see what both of them said, and both of them were so on board. So I was like, okay.
Wait, but that's... like, not smart on both their parts. Like, that's like positive thinking, wishful thinking, and
right.
I hope it works out.
I mean, there are two beds.
But what it doesn't matter. It still will be awkward if they're like, they realize that they don't have chemistry in
that's
person.
That's what I thought. So I said it.
It doesn't
like,
matter if
jokingly,
there's two beds. It's like, that's, well.
I have an extra room just in case. But I said it jokingly, and I was like, oh, you know, there's only one room. And they were both like, okay. I was like, wait, seriously? I was joking, but...
Good for them.
Okay.
You know what? People out there having exciting lives that I don't even know about.
I don't know. I don't remember what it's like to be single. So
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
No. I thought I knew just that like 5 minutes that I tried to get on Raya.
Yeah.
Well, succeeded, but then had to like shut it down.
Right.
And still don't know. It terrified me though. To even like look at other people like on an app, it like freaked my brain out. Like it was just like, I don't think I... Even if I was single for a year, this like is freaking me out.
The whole swiping, I'm like, oh, thank God this was not around when I was single.
You are so lucky that you're married.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about anything.
No.
You know?
It's I don't remember what it's like to date.
It's hard out there on the streets. You know what I'm saying? it's not fun.
Especially in LA. Everyone's a douche.
Yes. LA is the worst place to date. Mm-hmm. That's why when people like move here and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to move to LA. And like, you know, I just feel like I need to change it up. And I haven't had a boyfriend. I'm like, well, you're not going to have one now.
Nope, not
like,
here.
Way to send yourself straight to single hell.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get married.
No.
God.
That's why I found a good guy from back home.
I know. Listen, I had to stalk one on the radio. So it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Shit is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you guys, let's go full circle real fast. Go out to Connecticut May 7th at Foxwood and come see us. And watch this relationship unfold or explode in everyone's face.
We'll see.
Says whatever. Yeah. So, okay. I have so many fucking questions for you.
Let's do it.
That, like, I should have, you know what? I wrote them all down and I was like, should I, like, rank them? Because, like, I don't want to waste time on like bad ones, but not bad ones as a negative. I mean, like bad ones as like kind of boring.
Boring, yeah.
If it's boring, then just like we can just say quickly.
Right.
Well, you can just say it quickly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Any tattoos you want to get that you haven't gotten?
Quite a few. I want to get another one on my finger. Katie actually has a tulip on her finger. My mom and I love tulips, so I told her I'm stealing that idea.
And you already have one with your mom.
And I have a couple with my mom, but I still have two empty fingers on my right hand, and I would like to get another one on there. And I do want to do one on my inner upper right arm. I just haven't decided what yet.
Do you wonder if, which you won't because you're the skinniest person alive, but what if something happens, like you get diabetes or something, you start getting weight, and the tattoos don't look the same?
Then you just cover them up with clothes. I mean, you know, long flowy sleeves in summer instead of tank tops and crop tops.
See, this is why I feel like I could never. Well, besides the fact that I'm not really tattoo-y. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone could see me getting a tattoo. I would get like a dot. Yeah. Just to be like, I got one with you guys. Like, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Well, we talked like it would about look weird doing like on a me. Glow in the dark or like oh, a white yeah. tattoo.
I would
one.
Do that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like my weight fluctuates too much. So like if I were to get something, it would just like, it would start looking like a blob.
I mean, I have a tramp stamp on my back, so I don't think it's going to get worse than that.
I forget that. What is it of?
It's a fucking fairy.
No way. Sheena, get that erased.
It's too big. I can't. Sheena, that's get so, it. That's get too it painful.
Wait, why would you get it? What?
Because Britney Spears had a fairy and it was like a 2001.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most basic sentence that's ever been uttered on the most basic podcast.
Yep.
I got a fairy because Britney Spears got a fairy.
But mine is different.
I am dying right now.
I did it. And it's there forever.
Honestly,
I branded myself.
I just feel like maybe now your explanation, keep it.
Yeah.
Because that is just hilarious. People are going to think you're kidding. Like if someone were to ask you, oh, like, why'd you get that fairy? And you're like, Britney Spears did. They'd be like, oh my God, you have such a, you are funny.
Mm-hmm.
You are funny. Maybe you should do stand up, but not because it's a very serious thing.
People take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
don't.
Yeah.
And they should.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. Okay. No more tattoo talk, I guess. How much Botox have you done?
I go about every 3 months, and I've done it for almost 6 years since before Vanderpump Rules. So the people tweeting me and commenting on Instagram being like, oh my God, now you get Botox. You've had so much work done. I'm like, actually, I haven't had work done. I've had injections since before the show was even on. The only thing that's changed is my weight and my makeup's gotten better. Botox has always been my thing.
Honestly, well, I know that Botox has always been your thing, but makeup changes everything.
Oh my God, totally.
Everyone always thinks, oh, you got your nose done, you got this done, or like this. You got, yeah, it's like, no, we're just doing our makeup
better.
Like, everyone thought I got my lips done last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I discovered lip liner. I got my lips done after I filmed.
Yeah. If you're going to say I've had it done, you're like, wait, maybe should I do it?
Yeah. Okay. So I was just like, you know what?
I think I've done it.
Everybody thinks I have, but now I feel like they looked bigger when I was overlining than they even do like now.
Oh, I can totally see that.
I don't feel like I was watching the reunion and I'm like, those fucking bitches look small.
We've always had big lips.
Not big, just
no,
decent.
No, you've always had big lips.
I mean, decent lips.
Anything bigger than mine, I think, are big lips. So
I feel like you do have really big lips.
I think mine are like average.
Well,
that's why I plumped them a tiny bit, because I wanted them to be a little above average.
Oh, I always thought that we were pretty much on the same level in terms of largeness of lips.
Well, thanks.
You are so welcome.
I was just trying to make mine more like yours, so. Kidding.
She's lying. She did it first. I copied her. So basically, since you've gotten Botox for 6 years and you're going to continue to do it, are you going to look like a baby when you're 80?
I hope so. That's my plan.
But like in a weird way?
I mean, I don't ever want to get like plastic surgery, like facelift type of stuff, because that scares me, having my face cut open.
Not me.
So I feel like if I start Botox at like 25, then by the time I'm like 65, I'm not going to need to do the facelift.
Yeah, but what if you have like the same exact face, but like an 80-year-old body?
I mean, I want to be a vampire, so I'm okay with that.
But like vampires don't have 80-year-old bodies.
Well, that's what clothes are for. Who's going to see me naked at 80 other than my husband? Let's be honest.
Well, I don't even think my husband will see me naked.
He probably won't.
I don't think my dogs would actually see me naked at 80.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Definitely not in the cards.
So I'm not really going to care what my tattoos look like when I'm 80.
Okay, fine. You know what? As long as you have the same face. Okay.
Yeah. Look at Christie Brinkley. Oh my God, what is she? 61?
She's a freak of nature. She doesn't count.
I know.
Nobody looks like that. That is like
hashtag
a one in a million.
Goals.
That is so hashtag goals. But mm-hmm. like, that is not, it's not realistic, I feel like. She probably doesn't drink. She probably doesn't like do anything that is literally the only thing.
She you just know looks amazing.
I know.
And Jennifer Lopez gets better looking every year since she was a fly girl, and now she's in her late 40s and she looks amazing.
Okay, well, I know for a fact she doesn't drink, and I'm not willing to sacrifice fun.
So we should stop drinking.
I'm not doing that. So are you?
So keep up with the Botox.
Well, I do Botox when I'm not filming. Like, I just got it last week.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like what I have to offer this show, especially since my relationship isn't on it, is my like
expression
and my mouth.
I feel like I still have enough expression without my forehead wrinkling because I'm really good at the eye rolling and like the scrunching of my nose that I don't need my forehead to wrinkle to get my feeling across.
You've learned to work around your Botox.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Thank you.
But I don't think I can. Because I just look like I'm constipated when I'm angry.
Crying and your face wasn't moving.
Yes, that's like the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, I can't.
I thought you looked pretty.
No, I prefer to see I don't know. I feel weird when I see myself with Botox.
And when I see myself with wrinkles, like on my forehead, I'm like, wait, that looks weird. I need to get my Botox touched up.
Fair. Okay, do you think Ariana changed or was she always like this? And what is the status of your friendship?
I think she is slightly different on and off camera. Not that that is fake. I just think when she's on camera, she tries to be a different person, which I know a lot of people are guilty of. But I think like the way Tom is on camera and the way Tom is around people and the way Ariana is on camera and around people, I just think it's different. So I don't know if that's changed necessarily, but I mean, she's always had that bitchy attitude side. That's never changed. That's just who she is. And that's one of the things I've always loved about her. But yeah. I think she's just sometimes different on and off camera.
Well, that's another question I actually got is, but don't say her because that won't be interesting. Here it is. Is there any cast member from the show who you feel is vastly different on camera versus what they're like in real life?
I think Tom definitely turns it on a little too much sometimes for cameras, especially at the reunion. He was so over the top and angry and emotional. And I'm like, you're not like this on Monday nights at Rockin' Riley's when we go to karaoke. Like, why are you being like this sitting down in a calm, quiet room?
Yeah. Good answer.
Thank you.
What TV shows are your guilty pleasures? So like embarrassing ones.
I mean, I have to.
But it's because it's always on.
It is.
It's like I have no choice. They force me to watch them.
I know.
Like it's like every other channel's blocked out except for E. And the E only airs all of the Kardashian
and if
shows.
And it's not Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it's Kim and Courtney Take This.
Chloe and Lamar.
Like,
Miami,
it's
New
always
York.
Something.
Do you think that they have something going on with the government? It feels like a monopoly. Like, we are forced. It's like communism or something. Like, why is it that I'm forced to watch? Like, there's nothing else for me to watch.
It's been, 10 years and it's still on. I feel like it's never going to end. And I'm always going to have to watch it.
You're right, because they started in 2007.
Yeah.
So it's almost 10 years.
Almost. Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah. But that is my guilty pleasure. I mean, I have to watch that. Just like The Bachelor.
Oh.
I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but Kardashians, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, every season it's on. I have to watch it.
Can I just tell you to start watching Southern Charm?
Yeah, you've said that.
Listen, Annabelle had been trying to get me to watch it for like 6 months. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it's not on Hulu. So like, I'd have to buy it, whatever. Da, da, da. And I just like kind of got lazy. And then on Monday, I was on watching Bravo. And I saw that they had like an old episode on. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. I'm like, this shit is good. And I went on iTunes. I bought the whole first season, binge watched that shit like a motherfucker. And it is now my new favorite show.
I started watching it the first season because I've loved Cameron since she was on Real World San Diego.
I just
with
found
Jamie
that out.
Chung.
I yeah. just found
so
that
Jamie
out.
Jamie is a friend of mine. I've known her for like, I don't know, 10 years now.
You know everybody.
Well, it's because I grew up here. So, I mean, in LA, everyone kind of knows everyone. And I actually met Jamie doing background work on Entourage like 10 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, this girl looks so familiar.
She just got married to the guy from Bride Wars.
I know. So I'm like working on Entourage and I'm looking at this girl and I'm like, oh my God, why does she look so familiar? And I'm like, wait a second. That's the girl from The Real World. And then I remembered that her and Cameron were my favorite that season. So then fast forward like, I don't know, 7-8 years and Cameron's on a show on Bravo. I wanted to start watching it, and then I saw one of the guys, I think his name is Thomas, on the show, like, totally trash our show and our intelligence.
Wait,
on Twitter and on national television. And I'm like, really?
You have to tell me this.
That none of us had ever picked up a book. We're unintelligent and all this. And I'm like, I'm not watching your show anymore. If you are going to trash ours and our intelligence, then I'm not going to watch it
anymore.
Wait,
Sheena, hold on. Hold on. You're dropping a bomb on me right now because I just started the show and I followed only the girls because I feel weird following guys on Twitter. Like, I want to follow the girls. But I looked up the dudes just to like see what their
One
Twitter
of the
was
guys
all about.
Follows me actually. And
Thomas
I like him.
Follows me.
Really?
He follows me. I didn't follow back, but I was just like, oh, so that he must know, like, okay, he must watch our show or whatever.
I wonder if he follows me.
What? That makes me so sad.
And this was like last year, but I'm just like, really? Like, to say that we're unintelligent and have never picked up a book in our lives, I'm like, just because you're some senator, whatever you're doing or trying to do, political, and you're smart and you're old and whatever, like, you don't need to trash another show on the same network you're on.
Where did he write that? Was it on Watch What Happens Live or something?
It was on Watch What Happens Live, and then he tweeted something as well.
I mean, you'd have to go way back to find that shit.
Way back.
Damn it.
I know.
That makes me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what doesn't make me mad? Lyft.
Especially when Uber is surging. Why are you going to take a 3.2 surge Uber when you could just take Lyft?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is always my point. Because whenever, like, I'm telling you, the times that I've tried using, like, other car services and I want to just go, like, 2 miles, it ends up being, like, $100. And it's like, what the mother F is this bullshit?
Yep.
Lyft is, like, the most underrated situation. You guys, I'm telling you, and I have $30 off, $30 savings for you with Lyft if you use my code. So just listen to me real fast. Basically, I'm handing you over $30 and saving you from drinking and driving and like getting in a car accident and dying or like killing somebody else. You know what I mean? So listen, it's convenient. Okay. Takes 2 seconds. Get on your app, press your address. You have a Lyft to you in like 1 or 2 minutes. And when I tell you, every time I've used Lyft, the drivers are so nice to me. They're so nice. And they're always like really happy.
Oh, totally.
Like nobody's bitching.
They're happy you picked them over Uber.
Yes, seriously. It's like a thing. And so like now I'm like, it's like a competition and I need Lyft to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper than taxis. You don't have to pay for gas and parking. And like, you know, if you're at an event where like tons of people are, you're not going to have that insane surge. So it's so much cheaper, so much more affordable. So if you go to Lyft.com/Stassi, that's Lyft.com/Stassi, $30, yo. I mean, it's $10 toward each ride, your first 3 rides. But if say you're going like a long distance, that's like that's $30 with 3 free rides. If you're like going on just like really short trips, don't drink and drive ever and go to Lyft. It's fast and it's affordable and there's no reason you should be doing anything else. And if you are, you're a loser.
Also, shout out to Craig on Southern Charm because we follow each other on Twitter.
Ooh.
And I like him. So
how did you get to follow him? Hold
on. He followed
me
first.
My dogs love barking. They're annoying. So there's that. Craig, how did you start following him?
I got a notification because when you get when you're verified and other people are verified, you get an actual notification.
Yeah, I know that.
So, yeah. So I saw it was like, Craig is now following you. And I was like, wait a second. And then I went on his page and I was like, I'm going to follow you back.
How many years ago was this?
This was recently. This is in the last few months.
What's his last name?
Conover. Conover.
How do you spell it?
C-O-N-O-V-E-R. See if he follows you.
I don't think so because he's barely not popping
Thomas
up.
Doesn't follow me.
Am I spelling something wrong? It's C_. C_. This is the moment of truth. I'm going to be really offended, Craig. You're going to piss. I don't think he is because he's not popping up.
Okay,
maybe
well,
he blocked me.
Thomas isn't following me, so we're even.
Am I doing this wrong? Why isn't that happening?
Maybe he has you blocked.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but I'm agreeing. Like, maybe he does. Oh, wait. No, there he is. He doesn't follow you.
What the fuck kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah.
You know what, Craig? I actually liked Craig on this show, too.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I think Craig
I like Craig. I like Cameron.
Well, I like most of them.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever. But a lot of people talk shit about Craig, or the friends that like got me into this were like, no, he thinks he's really hot and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, honestly, I think he's like kind of likable.
Yeah.
I don't get mad when he's like on camera. I like his scenes. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Shame on you.
Yeah.
For not following me, Craig. Hurting my feelings. One Twitter follow at a time. Okay. Did we just lay down some tracks together? Did you just sing vocals on my sorry. Did not. Sorry. You guys. So someone really did email me about this, though.
Really?
Because on my Snapchat the other day, we were with Shay at his studio while he was recording. And I did on my Snapchat that I was going to lay down some tracks. And Sheena was going to sing background, whatever you call it.
Yeah, backup vocals.
And so I got an email being like, did that really happen? But I also got so many hate tweets about that.
Yeah.
People being like, I have no respect for you. Da 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 da. You make fun of all of this. And I'm like, oh. And I wanted to like tweet back and be like, I was kidding. And I'm like, I can't.
No.
I can't give, you know.
Because, I mean, it's early stages. We're still working on it.
Well, yeah,
it.
We are.
You know, we have to do the auto-tune. Well, like, we need to tweak some things.
Well, I'm still songwriting right now.
Exactly.
Trying to find an out.
We've only come up with the hook. We still need the rest of the song.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to learn how to rap so that I could have like that in it.
Yeah.
I just want to be like really eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with your music career?
That I just kind of put on hold because it wasn't really a career. It was a hobby. I know it's.
You make that very clear. So I don't know why so many people ask
so
about
many
that.
People. They're like, so when's your next song? And I'm like, okay, first of all, like, it was a joke that everyone took really seriously. And then I actually started booking shows across the country and work because of it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go with this. Season 2 comes around. Two of Selena Gomez's producers wanted to produce a track for me. Who's going to say no to that? An idiot. So
that's
I'm
really
like,
cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Good as Gold is produced by Selena Gomez's producers.
I knew there was a reason I liked that song.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody asks me like, so what do you feel about Sheena's music? I'm like, have you heard Good as Gold?
Yeah, they had that song already written.
I had no idea.
And they offered it to me. And I was like, Pandora's Box? Like, what? Good as Gold? I'm like, yes, I need to sing this song. I don't sound as good as the girl who's on the demo.
That is so cool.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And then I was done with it. And then season 3 comes around and James is like, oh, Sheena, you know, like, I really want you to throw down a track with me and like, you know, get my music on the show and blah, blah, blah. And at the time, Kristen being my friend and him being her boyfriend, I'm like, you know what? I am going to help you get your music on the show. So I will let you use me and let's do a stupid rap type of song because I don't want to sing anymore. Shake That.
Oh, I like Shake That.
Yeah.
It's no Good as Gold.
No. And it was fun.
But I like Shake That.
Him and Shay did a remix of Good as Gold that was really good. And it was fun. But I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to do this anymore. Like, now I'm just, like, doing it as a joke. Like, it's a fun hobby. It's nothing I'm taking seriously. Shay is the musical one of our, like,
yeah,
relationship. I mean, it's definitely not me.
Well, no, you're talented. You couldn't say you're not talented.
I can shake my ass. I'm a performer. I'm not a singer.
But that's talent.
And that's what I've tried to say. Lala is a singer, not a performer. So I'm like, if we could just like morph.
Is she a good singer?
She has a good voice.
I think she's just as good of a voice as you do.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think it's.
I mean, I've heard her sing one line in a hook and I'm like,
yeah, so it's.
I mean, that sounds good.
I mean,
but
I don't really know. I think almost anyone could actually sing one line that's tailored for them.
Especially when it's only 5 words.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think anyone can do it. I mean, I would love to see what she can do. I'm not saying she's bad. Because I don't know. I'm saying I'd love to see her sing something live and perform so that I can.
I would love to see that.
Then make my judgment / opinion.
I mean, I've shaked my ass on stage at White Party, at clubs across the country. Like, I mean, I literally like performed my little heart out and it was so much fun. But I'm like, this just. It's just not for
well, when
me.
You don't have like the passion to do it, you're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
You're
and
not
it
like,
was so
I don't
much fun.
Live and breathe this. So,
I mean,
like,
if someone wants to, you know, offer me however much money to come and perform, if the price is right, like, maybe I would still do it. But
totally.
It's not something I'm pursuing professionally, but it's something I like to do for fun.
So, no Lala, Sheena, James.
Probably not.
Duet, that with triplet.
Yeah. No. Whatever.
No. You know what song I really do like? I just have to be honest, too.
What?
This is how I felt about Good as Gold. You know what I mean? I really
what
like
song?
It. I love Tom's song.
Oh, T.I.P. It's so catchy.
T-
Touch in Public?
Oh, I didn't know it was in the acronym thing.
It's TFP.
Okay. Oh. Oh. I didn't even notice that was... I wondered what they were always saying in that. I actually didn't know that.
He says, let's TFP.
I was always wondering. I'm like, what is TFP?
Yeah, it's Touch in Public.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, no, I really like that song.
Oh my God, it's so catchy. It has like an 80s vibe feel to me.
Yeah, I even really liked the video. I was like, oh, this is fucking good. I would actually download this.
The video was great. There was parts of it where I'm like, I don't really get the guitar with dildos, but then when I saw it, I didn't notice that.
I didn't know there was a guitar with dildos. See,
Ariana's playing a guitar with dildos. Dildos flapping around. How did you not notice that?
I don't know. Maybe because it's on my computer, so like the screen is small. Like I don't know.
It's pretty obvious. There are like 8 dildos attached to this guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I was focusing on her acting abilities, so I was just like way more into that.
I mean,
that.
She did a really good job in it.
I
think everyone did a good job. I was like, I'm not going to hate on it. It was a great video. It's a catchy song. I mean, it gets stuck in my head after
Did he write that song?
Mm-hmm. I think him and Isaac both wrote it.
Shout out to that. Listen, if you haven't heard it, go listen. And listen to Good as Gold if you haven't heard that too. But don't listen to anything else.
Yeah.
Anything else having to do. What's your favorite clothing brand or place to shop?
Right now, my favorite is this store on Melrose. It's called Style Delivers.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
They actually also offer like in-house styling. Like they will come to your apartment and style you and pull clothes for you. It's all very affordable stuff. I don't think I've ever spent more than $40 on one outfit there.
Okay. Well, let me just be real here, though. Mm-hmm. Really affordable clothes only looks good on people like you who are really skinny.
Thank you, but I disagree.
I don't think I could go in to like, I can't even go to Forever 21.
Skinny. You're in denial.
I'm not saying I'm fat
or
anything.
You're like BDD.
I'm just saying that like, it depends on your body type. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
So,
but like also like Lulus.com, I love their stuff. It always, I mean, it's just the fit, the colors, like they just have a lot of cute, trendy things. So
yeah,
those are kind of like my go-tos. I also love House of CB, but they're a little pricier compared to like Lulu's and Style Delivers. That's pretty much, I get like all of my clothes from
they
like
sell their
places.
Stuff at Topshop now.
I know. I got an email about that.
I just saw that yesterday. I walked in and I was like, when did that happen?
Yeah.
How is our, let's get real.
Okay.
How is our friendship now as opposed to the beginning?
Well, if you're going to ask me a serious question.
So just talk seriously. Make your voice serious.
I think it's better now than it was before. I think we have more fun. I think we understand each other better. I think we have even more in common. I think we just get along better. We've both matured. We're in different places in our lives. We're in serious relationships. And I just think that it's gotten a lot better.
That's what I always tell people, because people are like, how can you just like get in such serious fights that last so long and then just all of a sudden get along? And it's like, well, first of all, it wasn't all of a sudden. Shit takes a really long time.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I ever was at a place where I wanted to see somebody else's side or understand somebody. Mm-hmm. So now, and I've done this not just with you. I've done this with Kristen. I've done this with Katie. I've done this with everybody. Like, where was that person coming from to where I felt hurt by them? They were coming from a place probably where they felt hurt by me. Like, nobody, totally. I don't think you ever tried to intentionally hurt me. And I never tried to intentionally, because it comes from a place where you already feel hurt.
It wasn't malicious. It was just a misunderstanding, I feel like.
Sometimes it was both of us could be malicious.
Yeah.
You know, but it comes from a place where, she hurt me. So
yeah, so I'm going to get her back sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when you understand somebody's motives and then you understand what that person needs out of a friendship. And it was so annoying because the way that they played that on the reunion, just like only one line being like, Sheena needs a response from a text. I'm like, well, everybody needs a response. That was so watered down that just like, no,
there was a lot more to it.
There was way more to that. It's just, I'm not even going to get into it, but meaning like every different friends need different things.
Yeah.
And so that's something that takes a really long time to learn. Mm-hmm. And once people can learn that and understand each of their friends for really like what they need and who they are, it's kind of like a relationship where have you ever read the 5 Love Languages book? Really?
I hate reading.
Listen to the book on tape.
Okay.
It's like listening to a podcast.
Okay.
But his voice is kind of boring. But I mean, because it's like an older man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it, and it's such an easy read. You and Shay should read it. Or even if like, read it for, Patrick and I read this last year. Mm-hmm. And when I bring this up to people, they're like, oh my God, I read that and it changed my life. It really made me like realize, because every single person, and not just with like romantic relationships, friendships, or your relationship with your mom or your sister, or like just any type of relationship, people express love and need love in different ways. Mm-hmm. So like there are five different ways that people express that. Like some people like verbalize like things like, oh, I really care about you, or I'm da da da. Some people are like affectionate and like hug, and they like, that's their way of being like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like I like you. Some people do things for people like, oh, I just took care of this for you. That's them showing, like everybody expresses love differently. Yeah. Based on, well, innately who they are, or how they were raised, how their family is, like what they're used to, mm-hmm. which means that everyone needs it in a different way.
Right.
You need it in a different way than I need it. So like you need somebody to be responsive. Mm-hmm. That's not better or worse than what I need. It's just different.
Yeah.
And so when you understand that your friends express the way they feel in different ways and need different things in different ways, it makes it so much easier. Like, it makes friendships so much better.
Oh, totally.
And that's what I try telling people, because they're like, oh, you guys are so fake. You guys are just like, no, this took a lot of fucking soul searching and like really like work. It took work to understand.
None of it was easy. It wasn't just like I sat down with you and I was like, oh, okay, I'll stick
now
it
it's
in.
All good. Like
let's
it's not
hang out tomorrow and get happy hour. I mean, it took, you know, weeks and several conversations and hanging out one-on-one and hanging out in groups and going to Palm Springs and going to Utah and going to New York and like
and
all of these different
and
things.
And also, but like compromising and like really Absolutely. Like being like, what can we do for each other to feel comfortable yeah. and to like appreciate each other. And I would just like recommend that to anybody who's listening, or anybody who, even if you have perfect friendships, perfect relationship, like really try and understand other people mm-hmm. and like get a book like this or something like that, because it'll make you so much more just calm and easy, and you'll just be more understanding and not so
That was even one of the things that I've learned just in my relationship with Shay. I never realized for years that he felt intimidated and was afraid to talk to me about things he was going through.
Oh, yeah. And that was played out on,
totally.
On the show. Yeah.
And once I realized that, and I mean, our relationship for the past almost a year, or like the last like 7-8 months, I mean, it's been the best it's ever been in almost 6 years, because I learned what he needed and he learned what I needed, and that compromise has made us stronger than ever. I never realized he saw me as an intimidating person who he felt he couldn't talk to and he felt was judgmental. Like, he kind of saw me as Lisa Vanderpump, where he was like, I'm afraid to say something to you because you might judge me and you might think this. And I'm like, I'm your wife, I'm your best friend, like, talk to me. But if you don't communicate with me how you're feeling, then I don't know. And once we did that, we literally only did one session of couples therapy, and that changed everything in our relationship, because I learned what he needed. And after that, I mean, it was for us that easy to just snap our fingers and change.
Yeah.
And for some people, I know it's not that easy, but for us, we're like, we love each other that much. So what do we need to do now to change? We did it. We've continued to do it for the last 7-8 months, and we've been amazing.
That is what's motherfucking up.
And that's what I say is, like, pick your battles. Like, you don't need to bicker about stupid shit that's pointless that you're going to get over in 5 minutes. Like, yeah. If it's not something that's important or relevant, just, like, pick your battles. You don't need to bicker over the stupid shit that we used to bicker over. It's like, well, you didn't take out the trash. Well, you didn't do the dishes. Well, you didn't make the bed. And it's like, why are we fighting about that? I'll just fucking make the bed, take out the trash, and do it myself. Like, why are we fighting about
Side
stupid
note,
shit?
You make bread?
Make the bed.
Oh, my God. I was like, I thought you kept saying, well, you didn't make the bread.
No.
Fine, I'll make the bread. And I'm like, wow.
Make the fucking bed.
Damn,
I hate
Susie
coming
Holmaker.
Home to an unmade bed. Like,
shit.
I like my room to be neat. I like my bed to be made.
I totally get that. I mean, now that I have a boyfriend pillow, sometimes yeah. I don't make it, because it's like, where do I stash that?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, well then, since we're on the same roll, I'll just like ask this question too. We can discuss. Do you feel, well, we've already said this, like how we feel the group as a whole, like with everybody, and I'll like include everybody in that, how it's better, or the fact that how we think it's better than before. And I feel like it goes,
I just think we understand each other more. I think we've all matured. We've grown. And we've learned to not hold grudges and not keep, you know, that anger and hatred in our heart. Just to kind of let things go. And I wish everyone on our show could do that. I understand if we all did that, it would probably make for a boring show. But
yeah,
it's just, it feels so good to be able to like embrace certain people that you used to despise and just be like, okay, let me hear your side of the
story. Such a good feeling. It really is. Like, it's like enlightening, and you feel like you, like a weight is lifted. It's just like, it's so much easier just to be like, oh, I see where you're coming from. It's so much easier, and you can be so much happier if you just decide to not be like, no, I'm right.
And even like, learning like when to kind of like put your pride aside and just give in to certain people. There are certain people who have to be right and will never change. And if like people like us who used to be that way, if we can just learn to accept that with certain friends and be like, okay, you know, so-and-so like needs to be right. So I'm just going to be like, you know what? You're right. And I'm sorry. Because then the fight ends. Like, I'm not going to
fight.
Because
the fight wasn't
worth
it in to begin with. So it's like, fine, fuck it. I'll say you're right just because it's like, this is not a fight that is worth it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also think that there's also something to be said for history. Mm-hmm. And I've been like saying this over the last year that like that wasn't something I really like thought was a big deal until this past year.
I don't think anyone appreciated it as much as we do now.
Yeah, because we now we've all had our fair share of fuck ups.
Yep.
We've all done stuff to each other. I'm not going to say it is an even playing field because it's not. I mean, listen, there are a couple people or whatever. Yeah. They've done a little shittier things than the rest of us or whatever.
Totally.
But we've known each other for so long and we've been through so much. And if like you can forgive one person, you can forgive the other. And it should kind of just, I don't know. There is something to be said for like being in each other's lives for so long. That's a cool thing. Well, a lot of people don't have that.
And that's with like some of the new people who come into CERN. And I'm just like, I don't know you from like, you know, someone else who lives in my building on a different floor. Like, why should I give you so much of me when it's like, I don't have that history with you? Like, okay, I'll be cool with you. I'll be nice. Like, I'll help you learn the table numbers. But like, I'm not just going to like embrace you in my life. We have no history. We have.
Yeah, I agree. No reason to. But I think that's all. And that's also, I think, what makes our show so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because like when we do get in a fight or like when something happens, it's the end of the world because they're real friendships and connections there. It's not like, I mean, at least for like the core group.
Yeah. The group.
Heaven forbid I say the group or whatever. The people that have been around the longest, I guess. I don't know however you want me to say it.
Yeah.
It means more when something happens.
Oh, totally.
So when we live things on camera, it's not just a show. Like, it's not like something where like you're going on Real World and somebody, you know, you're cast with like people and you got to be friends.
Strangers.
No,
like,
it's like we probably have the most like real show out there, I think, because we're all so vulnerable because we have real feelings for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real situation.
It's not a scripted show with a cast of people who were just thrown together. I mean, granted, I wasn't as close with everyone in the group when it started, but I still had a couple years of friendship with Tom and Kristen.
Yeah,
it made sense. It wasn't just like, we're going to audition and cast someone you guys have never met and throw her on the show as the new girl. It was like, no, I already had that history. I had that relationship with Lisa. I worked for her for a couple years at that point. So our show is organic and it is real. And I think that's one of the things we pride ourselves on is it's not fake. We don't need to fake it because there's just enough there.
I don't know if I pride myself on it because I'm embarrassed by it.
Well, like, as far as our show
but
goes.
But as far as this show goes, yes, I pride. But yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Let's go here. How did you feel about me making fun of your wedding dress?
You know, I initially, when I saw that, I was like, okay, I mean, that's rude. But I understood how you felt about me at that time. And I kind of figured maybe you were just playing it up a little more for cameras. And not that we normally fake shit on our show, but that's just what I convinced myself in my head because I'm like, she's just saying it because they're filming, like, whatever, it's okay. And I know it wasn't the classiest or the most timeless thing, but for me, it was me. And your wedding is all about you. Like, saying someone's wedding dress is ugly is saying their baby's ugly. Like, to me, that's how I saw it. And I'm just like, wow, I would never say that about anyone.
If your baby's ugly, I might have to say it. I'm kidding. Listen, you could have had the most classic wedding dress.
Found something
I would have found something
to
say
like
about it.
I looked like a hooker in a crop top.
Listen, like. You were. It was way too easy.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of the trend. So mm-hmm. It was way too easy. You handed that to me on a platter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like now the trend. It's
And what did we see when we were at Kleinfeld's recently?
Crop top wedding dresses. You know yeah. what I mean? Yes. But mm-hmm. when I watched it back, once we like got okay.
Yeah.
So like watched like, I don't mean like actually watching it back. Cause right. like when I watched it back, I still didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean like thinking back on it. Mm-hmm. When we became okay, that makes me feel bad. And not going to your wedding, that's like, I actually like when people ask me that, they're like, do you regret not going to your wedding? I'm like, that makes me feel, I don't even want to like talk about it.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, it's really sad.
I mean, at the time we weren't getting along, so I was glad you weren't there. But now looking back, I'm like, I really wish you were there. I wish you were a part of it, because when I was planning it, you were a part of it. And then
yeah.
you moved and I sent you a save the date, and then I never really heard from you. And I was like, okay, I guess she's just living her life, so I'm going to live mine. And I mean, it did make me really sad, but you know, live and learn. And when we renew our vows one day, I hope you're there.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I feel like I was there though, because I watched it.
Exactly.
So like when people talk about it, I'm like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess that's okay. I guess.
And I have my personal wedding video if you really want to feel like you're there.
Oh, yeah, I would
it's
like to watch
four
that.
4 hours long. So, I mean,
I would like a
we'll
condensed
like fast
version.
Forward through like certain parts.
Yeah.
And then just like make drinks during the others.
Yeah. That sounds, that's a,
yeah. It can just be like idea. Background on it, like a house party or something. And be like, oh, that's cool. And then like walk away. And then be like, oh, it's her dad's speech. And then like walk away.
Totally.
You know? You don't have to pay attention to like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
I am so down for that.
Yes.
You can make enchiladas.
Oh my God.
I'll make
yes.
A fancy. I crave enchiladas like all the
yeah,
time.
But especially mine. Like
yeah,
you can't get those at a restaurant.
You do have the best enchiladas. And I'll make, I'll Pinterest a new cocktail recipe.
Yes.
And copy it.
Perfect.
Everybody's asking about your diet and workout plan and your skin routine.
For skin, I will say my mom's actually sitting right here with
Shout
us.
Shout out to Erica.
Hey.
Thank
Hi.
You for taking care of my dogs while they act like little bitches.
That's my pleasure.
So ever since I was like 11 years old and started wearing makeup against my mom's approval, she always made me wash it off at night and moisturize. And we have this cream that she still uses to this day. I still use as well. It's like a Jergens like $6 pink face cream with like these old school like 80s style like cartoon ladies on it, and it was the best, most moisturizing cream. It was very oily, but it would moisturize your skin. And from the time I was like 11 years old, I started moisturizing my skin. So my whole life pretty much I have moisturized my skin, always wash my makeup off at the end of the night.
Did you ever have acne?
No, I
okay.
was really fortunate.
See, it takes people like that. See, those are the best. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I believe in that. Every person that I have talked to that has amazing skin, they always tell me it's like the cheapest fucking old
yeah.
school product that gives you, that is the read. That's like their secret. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's probably because you never had acne. The rest of us break out.
Whenever people ask me, I'm like, I don't want to like respond because I am fortunate with my skin. That's not something I asked for or made myself. I just,
you know what? All you have to say is hashtag blessed.
Thank you. But as an adult, I will say like now, you know, Botox can't fix all of my wrinkles. Like I do have my smile lines, and that I'm now just learning to live with. Since I've lost weight, I've lost a lot of the fat in my face and I have more wrinkles. And I'm like, okay, well now
I'm
I just
so
need to use
sorry.
A different moisturizer. And I use Manuka Honey, which is
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
I put it on my Snapchat all the time.
Priscilla told us about
yeah.
this. Or told me
it's
after.
It's Lano yeah. cream, however you say it, but it's Manuka Honey. And it is amazing. It's so moisturizing. You wake up and your skin feels like silk. I love it.
Everyone go out and buy some fucking Manuka Honey.
But diet and exercise, for me to like initially lose the weight that I lost, I was on a very strict diet plan for 60 days. Like
the strictest. Can I just say?
Yeah.
When she came to Palm Springs last summer with Katie, Kristen and Rachel woke up and made like the healthiest breakfast ever. Literally just like a poached egg with spinach on like the smallest English muffin. And Sheena said she couldn't have it. And
I'm like, I couldn't have the English muffin.
I'm like, okay, but that still to me is like the healthiest thing I've ever put in my body.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty much like eating grass.
But for me, I was doing carb cycling. So every 3 days I would have healthy carbs, which is oatmeal, quinoa.
I'm sorry, carb cycling?
Brown rice or yams.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
So I don't, okay, you can't say carb cycling like everybody knows what that is.
Okay, well, Google it. I'm sure it's like a thing on Google.
I would know if it's a thing.
Every 3 days I would have carbs. So for 2 days, like no carbs or very, very light carbs. And then on the third day, I would have carbs, but healthy carbs. So that's what I did for literally 60 days. No beer, no wine.
See, that nothing is with what sugar. Sucks.
And it was really hard for me for the first few weeks. But once I got used to it and I completely cut out milk, not dairy, but I love milk. I know it sounds weird. And
you
it sounds
and Christina
gross,
Kelly.
But I love it.
Christina Kelly.
I love it.
Drinks glasses of milk all day long.
I would always have like a midnight snack with a glass of milk. And I know that sounds gross, but worst habit.
I mean, I think it's gross, but like,
yeah, but once
my friends
cut
don't, I guess
that out, like I cut out the milk, the midnight snacking, the beer and the wine, my stomach shrank like 3 inches. I was working out regularly. Yes. Granted, I had an amazing personal trainer, Seth Browning. Hashtag body by Browning.
She has to get that social media shout out because she doesn't pay for it.
But he was amazing. He literally transformed my body. And then once I knew what workouts to do on my own, now I don't have to work out 6 days a week anymore because now my metabolism has changed from the meal plan he gave me. And everything just with my body kind of transformed. And that is because of diet and exercise. If I would have just starved myself, I wouldn't have like the tightness or the toning, and everyone just like looks at me and they're like, you don't eat. And I'm like,
see.
I actually eat a lot.
Well, yeah, no, you eat just healthy. As much as the rest of us.
Yeah.
I don't see you like, yeah, like you're pretty standard. I mean, that just sounds like a lot of freaking work. So good luck to whoever's going to go
it
on that journey.
It was a lot of work, but it paid off. And now I feel the best I've ever felt. I feel healthy. Like I feel like I have more energy. I just feel better. And I try and like promote that to other people, but most people just look at me and like, ew, skinny bitch, like shut the fuck up. And I'm like, no, but seriously, like I've always been a thin person. Yes, I know. I've never been fat and I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, I was so fat, because I wasn't. But at 5'4" and a half, I like to say 5'5", and 133 pounds for me on camera, that wasn't thin. So once I lost the 20 pounds, I wasn't even trying to lose 20 pounds. I wanted to lose like 10, maybe 15. I just wanted to tighten up. I wanted to have a fat ass and a tight stomach. That didn't work because when I lost the weight, I lost my ass and I lost my boobs. And I'm not very happy about it, but...
You didn't lose your ass.
It's kind of still there, but...
Yes, it's still there. So seriously...
My boobs are gone.
Stop talking.
None of my bras fit me.
I'm sorry. I paid $14,000
I would have taken what you got rid of.
No, because that shit was saggy and pointing down. No, you would not have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds really boring.
It was. It was so boring. It was not fun.
And you still don't drink beer? Beer is like my favorite thing to drink.
Trust me. I know. That was the hardest thing for me. When I sat down with my trainer the first day, I was like, just so you know, I'm not giving up beer. And he was like, okay, this one's going to be a challenging one. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I like wine. I like beer. I like Fireball. I like champagne. He was like, yeah, you can't have any of that. And I was like, I just decided, like, when I do something, I go full force. And I was like, okay, I will give you 30 days of my life. I'll give you the month of June. That is it. If I don't lose an inch or a pound or anything, like, I'm done. I quit. And after 30 days, I started seeing a difference in my body, in the way I felt, in my skin. And I was just like, okay,
but
I'm
so you
sticking
still,
with this.
But so you still haven't been drinking beer?
No. I've had, in the last, like, 8 months, I've maybe had like 5 full beers because when my friends order one, like you, I'll take a couple sips and it satisfies me and I'm good. But now having a full beer, it makes me have to pee. It makes me full and I just don't enjoy it as much as I used to.
To me, it's like the best buzz. I think it's the
I
most
never got
fun
buzzed from it.
But that, I don't get drunk. It's like that's what I mean. Like it's like a steady, fun, good. It tastes good. Like I like everything.
Oh, it tastes so good.
I like everything about it.
I love everything about it. Other than
can
the
I
way
marry
it makes
beer?
Feel in my stomach.
I know,
but it's so good, and I miss it. Like I miss going home on the weekends and having like 6 Coors Lights with my dad by the pool and just chilling. And now
yeah, that sounds so ideal.
I come over and I'm like, well, I'm just gonna have a bottle of water and a couple sips of your beer, and it's not as fun, but I just feel better not drinking as much as I used to. And Shay hasn't drank in like 4 or 5 months now. So I don't even drink as much as I used to. I pretty much only drink when I hang out with you guys.
I'm not mad at that. It's not offensive in any way, honestly. Are any of you trying to make a website? Ooh, Sheena's actually starting. Sheena's actually going to be starting a website with lots of lifestyle tips, especially like fitness stuff and makeup stuff and beauty things. So you should probably, if you haven't hired a web designer, go to Weebly.com.
I actually haven't hired one yet, so.
Okay, so Weebly.com, it's actually like, so it's like, because you know, it's so hard. Like, it's so expensive to hire a web designer. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive, and there's coding, and there's all that stuff, and it's confusing. It really is, like, it's so overwhelming. And so Weebly decided to make a site that basically spells it out for you like you're a kindergarten.
Oh, nice.
Kindergartner. Yeah. Yeah. Basically like that. You can even download their app and make a website from your app on your iPhone. That's how easy it is. So listen up, guys. I'm telling you, if you're wanting to start a website, they even do a commerce situation. So if you're wanting to do an online store also, they have that where you're able to set that up, blog, any type of website that you want. You don't have to know how to code. You don't have to pay a web designer an exorbitant amount of money. They spell it out for you. They always provide 24-hour assistance. So, like, if you need to contact one of them or anything to just, like, help you with anything, they're there. I'm telling you, it is so easy. And there's so many different things you can choose from so that you can make your website exactly the way that you want it. And now, if you go to Weebly.com, Weebly.com/straightup, not Stassi, /straightup, you can start for free. So you honestly have nothing to lose. All of you millennials out there who are just being lazy, I'm one of you. You can just go and start a website, start a blog. You don't even need to post it. Just figure out what you like. It's so easy. I'm telling you, don't waste any time. Do it.
That's one thing I'm excited about this summer is just building my website. And
yeah, that'll
content,
be so much
doing
fun.
Doing fitness, doing makeup tutorials. Because literally, I mean, people, I'm sure, tweet you just as much as they tweet me. Like, what lip color were you wearing last night? Where did you get your necklace? Where did you do this? So I'm like,
yeah.
I kind of want to just have like a whole section where it's like, you know, like how Kylie has on her app, like shop the selfie, caught my style, like something like that where it's like, I know a million of you have not a million, but, you know, like 100.
A million.
But it's like, what lip color were you wearing last night? And just have a section where all of the things that we wear, and not just me, it's not just about me, things that, you know, you've worn or Katie or whatever. Like, I just want to have a whole section on my website that where you can kind of get our looks.
I like that stuff because I think part of what being on a reality show is it's being interactive with people. And that's what I love this podcast so much, because you can just, you're connecting with people. So when you do a website like that,
totally,
you're going to be connecting with so many people that, you know, are on your same level and just like want to know more, and you'll learn stuff from them. And that's really cool. So
God, I've literally learned so much in the last year, just from an addiction standpoint and all of that, from a lot of assholes, but from fans who have tweeted me and given me advice. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this, but it's helped. And you know, if that can translate into fitness or beauty or something that I can make a career out of, like, I'm all about the advice when I ask. It's the unsolicited and like unwarranted advice that I'm just like, I posted a picture of a dog. I didn't ask you to like comment that I'm this and that. But
yeah,
I will say I definitely have learned a lot from fans tweeting me.
That is what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a little Vanderpump Rulesy, just real quick, like not too much.
All right.
So what's going on with Tom and Ariana's mom? Or like what? I mean, I don't know if I don't know what, like how far you, I don't really know what you, whatever.
I mean, I just
got a ton of questions about that because people are confused.
I mean, I thought like literally in January, I hung out with Tom, Ariana, and Tom's dad. They came in town. We all went to Rockin' Riley's. We had karaoke night. It was so much fun. I talked to his dad. I had apologized for anything I said about him on the show and just was I felt like I was in a really good place with them at the end of that night. We texted that night. It was a very emotional night, and it felt amazing. I thought we were all in a really good place.
Telling you, that's what happens when you get in a good place with people and like just see their side. It feels really good, like just to be okay and not have any problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt amazing. And then, you know, fast forward a few weeks to the reunion, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, so you guys aren't over this, and that's fine. I'm not saying you have to forgive me. I'm not saying you have to be okay with what I did. That's fine. You can feel however you feel. I thought you felt a different way, so now you're attacking me. And I'm like, do you remember what was going on at the end of 2014? Like, do you remember why I said those things about you? Like, do you remember what you did to my husband at the wedding and why I felt that way about you? Like, Tom knows what he did. He knows what he did was wrong, and I'm not even going to get into it. I don't want to go there. I don't want to relive the past. I like to look to the future. But what happened was really fucked up, and I'm like, that's why I said this shit about you. Like, you know this. But it's like they were the ones who wanted to keep going there and keep going there because to them this was new information, and to me it was so old. I'm like, we've already moved past this. Like, I've forgiven you, but now since all this has come back up, I'm like, as much as I had forgiven you, now you're making all these old feelings come back up. And now I'm like, maybe we're not past what happened. And I know people are going to wonder and be like, well, what happened? And I'm not going to go there. It's not my story to tell. It happened to Shay. It didn't happen to me. It's his story to tell if he ever wants to. But Tom knows what he did. And Tom knows why I said those things about him. And it's just beyond frustrating to me that I can't just come out and be like, this is why. Because I'm not going to go there. I'm a bigger person than that. And I don't want to fight with my friends anymore. Like, I love Tom and Ariana, and I always will. I just wish they loved me back.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Home slice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm not going to make you talk anymore about Vanderpump Rules.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? You're just going to have to, if we get picked up, hopefully you're just going to have to tune in and watch next year. Was there a moment you... Oh, wait, no. I was going to just accidentally add one last question.
What? Yeah, add it.
Okay, one moment that you wish you hadn't filmed. And it could be all of the years.
Just one?
Top three.
Season four.
All of them. You would not take any out of one, two, or three. You would take them out of just season four.
Just season four, yeah. One, two, and three, I can live with. One, I mean, was I on the show? I think I was in like two episodes. Episode one and episode five. It was like Brandy and Roxy.
I disagree with that.
Other than that, I wasn't really a big part of it. Well, so, but I mean, just as far
listen,
as like
it was all about
anything,
Laura Lee, so there wasn't much we could do about that.
I mean,
stealing my fucking dog.
Season two, Hood all rat. I remember from season two was my engagement, and that was one of the best moments of my life. Season three, all I remember is a fun time in Miami and an amazing wedding that didn't look as amazing on camera, but was in the moment.
It looked amazing on camera.
Well, no, I mean like me personally, it looked like I was angry the whole time. Like it didn't look like I had an amazing time, but I did. It was the best time of my entire life.
Yeah.
Season four, obviously there were a lot of things I just wish were shown differently, but unfortunately.
I mean, I feel like that about everything, every season. You know, but,
live and learn.
Yeah.
And, but I will say because of everything that happened season four and the feedback we've gotten and the edit that we got, it did put us oddly in the best place we've ever been in. And I know reality shows tear a lot of couples apart. This brought us closer together. So for that, I'm thankful.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
In the best
assholes.
Way possible. Yeah. Shout out to you trolls. Not you listening. The ones that aren't listening that are trolls. So let's talk about how when you were in high school, you were a chola.
It wasn't high school. It was junior high. Get it straight.
I got people asking me what you were like in high school or when you were younger.
High school, I was popular.
And I asked them because, listen, Lean Like a Cholo is one of my favorite songs. And I asked Gina and I asked Erica, is that like okay? Like, can I say chola? Like, is that like are people gonna get offended? Like, is that like a bad word to say? And they're like, no. And Sheena is one.
I grew up in Azusa,
so she can give me the answer.
Hispanic.
I mean, I think it's funny.
I mean, it's.
But
I wasn't
being
in a
Hispanic
gang. Let's make that clear. I wasn't like
Hispanic,
a chola in a gang.
I mean, I would. Hello, like you get to be all like fucking exotic and shit. So like, if someone called me a chola, I'd be like, fucking thank you. Thank you.
I got to do different eyebrows every day. If I wanted to wing my eyeliner, like, I mean, I got really good at makeup at a really young age because I did something different with it every day.
Good. No, because like, you wore black lip liner.
But I applied it. Oh. Well.
Yes. You were like a painter.
I got good at doing bad makeup.
Chose bad colors.
Yes. Well, in Azusa, it was all about the brown outer line lips. And I will say, Ariana even said in Florida in the late 90s, that's what they did too.
How old is Ariana?
She's the same age as me. We're both 30.
Oh, all right. Maybe I just accidentally skipped that
wasn't going on, but in Florida and California, the overlined like brown lip liner and the thin eyebrows, it was a thing.
Okay, well, Florida is like close to like the Caribbean and stuff, so I'm gonna like assume that's why. No, we just have like super white people with flat asses in Louisiana. Pretty sure that's it. So there was no brown lip liner. But you guys, I have to say, I just saw another photo of her from when she was younger. And it is like, are there any movies that I can even compare this to? I'm telling you, brown lip liner with like almost white nude lipstick in the inside. Her eyebrows like non-existent, like a fucking tall gray, an alien or some shit. Not even similar to Lala. I mean like Lala times a million. She literally looks like a completely different person.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be more movies about cholas, honestly.
I mean, that was just, it was the times. It was where I grew up. I did my makeup like that to fit in with my group of friends. Everyone didn't shave their eyebrows, but they plucked them really thin and then they drew them on over. And
I just picture you being like, no, girl, don't you mess with me. Like, I'll get your man.
No.
Like, that's what I pictured. Like,
no, I was like
when
the
I see
meek,
your face.
Like, shy one who was nice to everyone and just got bullied the hell out of in junior high.
Why were you bullied? Because you were what? Like what about you got you bullied?
I mean,
I don't think people are going to believe that you got bullied. So you're going to have to try and explain it to them.
I'm not going to like say it to be conceited, but I was a cute girl in junior high.
You got
high.
Bullied for being attractive?
There were boys who liked me who didn't like the other Chola girls. Oh. And the girls didn't like me because their guys liked me. And then they were rude to me. And I would literally get like death threats sent in. Like they would have the teacher's aide. Like they were all like on a team against me. They would have the teacher's aide come in and deliver like the little slips that's like so-and-so has to go to the principal's office and then like drop a note on my desk. And it would be like a gravestone drawn. And it was like RIP Sheena. And like people like they back when there were pagers, I know like probably no one listening remembers what pagers are, but
I know
would
of
get
them.
Like what is it? 187 like die ho and like all of this shit like paged to me. And I'm like, what is this? Like I
that
was like,
sounds scary.
It was scary. And I'm like, I'm just a nice person. I'm just trying to go to school. I was a straight A student. I was on the yearbook staff. I was in extracurricular sports and like did all of this. But when I would go to school, I was scared. Like, that's why I painted my face, because I was just trying to fit in. I was half white and everyone else was 100% Mexican, and that wasn't acceptable.
Honestly, Mexican people sound scary.
They were scary, but not all.
I mean, it was just listen, that you guys listening time, right now, if anyone's going to get their panties in a twist, I'm not saying like this is not like a racial thing. Sheena is Mexican, okay?
Yes.
And your crew was mean to you.
The crew in Azusa was not the nicest. And it's like, I'm friends with so many of them still on Facebook. And I see all their shit with their kids and all of this. And I'm like, y'all weren't nice to me in school.
Yeah, so that sounds scary. Being bullied by like girls like that, like for like being pretty, wanted to not feel bad for you. But like girls that like are willing to like beat you up and get in your face, like that.
Oh, I literally got in a fight the last day of eighth grade.
That would make me shit my pants. Mm-hmm. Like, not going to lie.
I gave her a fat lip, though.
OK, well, I'm sorry that you were a bullied chola. So yeah. Last thing I want to say before I let you go.
OK.
I got this question more than anything else.
What is it?
It's the most serious question I'm going to ask you.
No, it's not.
Why the fuck won't you ever let me have the good side in photos? This is not fair. We need to alternate.
The main reason is because you have a perfect hairline and I do not.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Mm-mm.
You're not allowed to say that your insecurities.
I'm basically saying you look better than I do, so shut the fuck up.
No.
Yeah.
You're saying that your insecurities
are more. I'm saying that your
face
is perfect on both sides and mine is not.
I'm not saying it's my face. It's my body. I'm
your
bigger.
Your body doesn't look better on one side than
the
other.
Yes, it does. Because I know how to. I don't know how to pose it on the other side.
I don't either.
So
I can do middle or left side. I can't do right side. I don't know how to put neither. My right hand on my
neither
hip.
Neither do I.
I don't know how to hold my right hand down. It's
you know
awkward.
What? We're going to settle this right now. We're going to come up with a system.
Okay.
Because I always give it to you and you know that.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
What we used to do.
I give it to you.
Season one, I said, if my hair's this way, you can have your side. So remember.
So you're always going to do your hair the way that you get your good side.
No. Sometimes I part it in the middle. Sometimes I part it on the side.
When you
sometimes
have it in the it middle, up. You if still my have hair, to be on the good side.
Because my hair's thinner on the right okay, side. It's see, awkward. I have a cowlick.
You're not allowed to say.
And my forehead's bigger on my right
no,
side.
No, you're not allowed to say that your insecurity is more important than my insecurity. So we need to
what's
come up.
What's your insecurity? You don't know how to pose your body. Your yep. face is perfect, but you don't know how to pose your body on the right side.
I think I look. You even say it. When you see me, you're like, oh, well, you look better. And like, you just need to do this. Or I'm like, I don't know how. Like, I just don't look, I don't feel like
no,
I look my best.
No, you wear baggy clothes, so when you pose awkwardly, it makes you appear bigger than you are.
Okay, so I don't know how to pose.
No, you just need to wear tighter clothes if you're going
to
pose for
to.
Photos. But you have a good body, so why don't
no.
you?
No.
That's
this isn't,
what I said.
Don't even try. Don't try
no,
and manipulate
I said,
me right
I'm
now.
I'm like, well, maybe if you weren't wearing that outfit, you wouldn't have looked that
no,
way.
No, because if I posed on the side that's my good side, I wouldn't.
No,
because
you
I know
would have been in a baggy outfit that made you
but
look
I know
bigger
how
than
to,
you are.
No,
you're skinny.
No, but I know how to.
You wear,
I know how to make.
Your granny chic makes you appear bigger than you are. You're a small person. And you wear these baggy clothes and then you pose awkwardly and it's like, wow, she's fat. It's like, actually, she's not. She just doesn't know how to dress and pose sometimes.
Okay, cool. Are you done? It's called coming up with a system. Mm-hmm. We're going to alternate now. We're going
to
alternate.
Okay, so you're going to come to Sir tonight. I'm going to be working. People are probably going to ask me, you and Katie for photos at the same time. Every photo, we're going to switch positions. How about that?
Yeah, and we're going to see how it works okay. out. So people are going to just like look at us like we're...
I'm gonna be like, wait, no, you need to go here. I'm going here in this photo.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We alternate good sides.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, sorry. I know I said that was going to be the final question, but I have yeah. another final question.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens?
Of course.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know like different types of aliens? Like, do you know anything about them?
Probably not as much as you do.
Okay.
I know I look like one. My head is shaped like one. People call me one on a daily basis on Instagram. I literally Snapchatted that yesterday. I think it's still up on my Snapchat. I'm like, yes, I know.
Oh my
I have
God,
a small alien-shaped head.
Oh, my God. That's
there
really
it is.
Funny. That's hilarious. Okay, that's funny. Well, I'm going to teach you about my, like, I'm just going to let you in on the knowledge that I have about aliens and the supernatural and ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to come back on the podcast, and we're going to have... a deep conversation
okay.
about aliens and ghosts and stuff
yeah.
like that. Okay. Because it's one of my favorite topics to talk about.
I love it.
I don't really know that much, but mm-hmm. I just like talking about it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, this happened.
I know, finally.
It's like Jesus and the devil just like decided to join hands and make
but
a
I'm
baby.
Jesus.
I didn't say you weren't. Thanks, Khaleesi's, for listening. Follow Sheena at on Twitter and Instagram. What is it? It's Sheena Shea or Sheena
it's
Marie?
It's still Sheena Marie. I'm thinking now since you switched to like at Stassi, maybe it's time for me to switch to at Sheena Shea. I've been too afraid to make the change, but if you can do it and you have more followers than I do, then I think I can do
well,
it
I mean,
too.
Listen, I didn't get there on
but
Instagram.
But as of now, it's
only Twitter.
At Sheena Marie on everything.
Go follow her and follow her on Snapchat. So it's that on Snapchat,
yes.
right? Okay. Please subscribe to the podcast and go give me a glowing review. If you're going to give me a review and it's bad, don't go there. So love you guys. Bye, Khaleesi.
Bye.